This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontPodcast.com, my friends. And our man here, Mike, he's not with us today. He had some other stuff to do. I got Drew on the board. Drew, how are you? Doing great. Hey, were you able to get to the tracks on Saturday? That a boy. That's what I want to hear. Well, you know what? I had a horse that went off. You know, one of my horses, and it went on. I'll fill you in on that, how that whole race thing turned out here in a couple races from now. But let's get to Saturday's racing and the results and what we had and what it turned out to be. So first race was a 350-yard maiden special weight, 8,000. One of those sprints. I tell you what, Drew, have you ever seen those races to where it's just a sprint? It's just a straight sprint. I'm telling you right now, man, it may not last long, but it's really exciting to watch. And Captain Vance, the 5-horse, Victor Bailon on it, ran a 17.923 on the time and went off at 4.5 to 1, actually a little bit more than 4.5 to 1, and it won the race. It won the race, the 5-horse. I had the 7. The 7 finished second, Jules Prairie. And that was Uriel Lopez, ran at 18.195. And that one was the favorite. The crowd bought into it. And even money here, 1 to 1, and didn't come through. And then the 2-horse, Stoli with a splash. And that was Giles on that one. And that went off at nearly 3 to 1. And that's what the crowd was looking at here, a 2-7-7-2 type of showdown. But the 5 came in and ruined that, you might say, for my green sheet as well. So the exact, the 5-7 paid $33.60. The 50-cent try, 5-7-2, $15.35. The 10-cent super, 5-7-2-4, $14.38. That's what we had on that one. Let's move on to race number 2. Race number 2 is a 5-furlong maiden special weight. 9,000 is the purse. And the top horse here, I think Mike had this one here. He brought up the 6 horse. Isabella Canatella, whatever. no, I'm just saying. The 6 horse here, Isabella Canatella. All right, so that was Santiago, 1 by 5 length, just opened up here, folks. Made it look easy, and that went under $1 here on the betting. The 5-horse Lion Love, and that was Diego, and that went off at 5.5 to 1. And the 4-horse Queen's Little Red, and that was Victor Bailon, and that went off at nearly 6 to 1. I had the 4-horse on top here, Queen's Little Red, trying to look for value, followed by the 2-horse, which I think the 2-horse was scratched, and the 6-horse here, Isabella Canatella, and that was Santiago and Becker. You know what? I love I love Becker. Scotty's my guy. I'm always trying to find a horse that could beat the crowd favorite. That's all. This horse definitely stood out here, and the fans bought into it, and it really paid off here. I mean, paid off meaning that it won. That's what it's supposed to do. And, you know, Scotty's got nothing to do with the odds. If you bet it, fine. You know what? It went off at 70 cents here. So, wow. Wow. Another big win here for the Becker Barn. So let's see the prices on this. The $2 exact, the 6.5, $16.80. Wow, you can't go wrong with that. That's not bad at all. 6.54 on the 50-cent try, $12.15. The $1 daily double, 5.6, $15.50. And the 10-cent super, 6.541. $14.83. How about that? How about that? Let's move on to race number three. Race number three. Let me pull mine up here, too. Race number three, we've got a 6 furlong claiming $3,200. And on this one, the crowd bought into it again. And why the hell not? Because it definitely tore it up again at nearly four and a half it won by. And that was Montezuma Express, and that was Molina, the four horse. And it just opened up at the end here, and it went under $1.50 to $1 on the wagering here on the odds. The two horse WW Spring Storm, and that was Arietta. And that went off at 15-1 here, followed by the five, Big Man Hungate, and that went off at 16-1. So let's see what I got. I had the 4-3-1 here, four on top, the Montezuma Express. It's hard to argue with that one. You know what? I'm really getting to be a point to where I'm getting a little disappointed with this Hay Suit Warrior horse myself here. That's another one that I'm putting down in my charts as one not to go after, and I've been pursuing this horse for a while, and it's not working for me. And the one horse here, very, very hard to fall in love with this horse again. I've given this one plenty of chances, and that's Morning Lover Rambo. And so anyway, that's what I had. I had a 4-3-1 and ended up being a 4-2-5. So let's move on here. Let's go to the $2 exacta here, $24. The 50-cent try, 4-2-5, $35.20. The $1 daily double, 6-4, $2.70. The 50-cent pick three, 5 with the 2 with the 6-4, 5-2/6-4. 2 was scratched. So we've got a $10.75. And the 10-cent super, 4-2-5-7, $35.90. All right, let's move on to race number four. Race number four. And this is a 6 furlong claiming $3,200. And you know what? I went with Mike on this. I should have just kept my thing. You know, if you guys listened to the last show, I said More Than Crazy. He talked me into bits and pieces, so I put the bits and pieces on top here. And people bought in the bits and pieces, too, at 2.5-1, and it finished dead last. But the winner was More Than Crazy, and that was the Molina horse. I had the four. I should have stayed with that one, More Than Crazy, and Molina won by 1.5 here, odds of 4-1. The six horse, Artek Vortex. I love that name too, Artek Vortex. That was Victor Bailon, and that went off at nearly 2-1. And the five horse here, Lady Kelia, and that went off at 3.5-1. So it ended up being a 1.65. I had 4.165. So you know what? I listened to them, and look what happens. I should just stay with my guns and play what's on my heart there, you know? Forget him. If he was here, that's why he's not here, because he had bits and pieces. Yeah. Anyway, race number five here. Race number five, my friends. Let me pull mine up, too. Race number five, we had 6 furlong maiden special weight, 8,000. And the winner on this one was Dusty. Dusty by Victor Santiago. And Dusty, and this is the horse that I asked Mike about, a little bit about the story guy, the trainer. And he said, you know what, he's a hard-working lad. And sure enough, he won by 5 lengths. He opened up on this one at 1.5 to 1 here, folks, followed by the two-horse Mayas Moonbeam, and that was Molina, and that went under a dollar, 90 cents to a dollar was bet. And the 7-horse, The One Who Knocks, and that was Giles, and that went off at 14.5 to 1 here. And I had down here, I had a 287. That was mine. So you know what? I did it. I hit the try here on a box. I had Miss Moonbeam on top, followed by the 8-horse Dusty, and then the 7-horse here, The One Who Knocks. Morning line here, 9 to 2. People didn't buy into it at all. It went up to 14.5 to 1 here, folks. So let's see what we got here. On the payoffs, 8-2, $9.20. The 50-cent try, 8-2-7, $12.35. The 10-cent super, 8-2-7-1. By the way, I had the 1-horse being fourth, by the way, and that's what it ended up being. So that paid $4.22. Yeah, I would hit only a $4.22 superfecta. And a $1 daily double, $11.50. The 50-cent pick three, 418, and that paid $11.20. And the $1 constellation, 1-6, paid $3.90 on the daily double. All right. All right. So now we're moving on to race number 6. Race number 6. We've got a 1 mile 70 claiming 3,200. And this was my horse here in this one. And I'll get to that in a minute. The winner was the 6, Jack and John. Jack and John went off at 1 to 1, followed by the 2, Tyler T. And Tyler T, by the way, Jack and John, what a great ride by Uriel Lopez on the outside. That was typical vintage Uriel Lopez ride. Just swung on the outside and just mowed him down. And nice run out of the horse and the jock there. They had everything going the right way. Followed by the 2-horse Tyler T, Molina. And that went off at nearly 4 to 1. And the 1-horse Grand Ali, whatever. And that went off at 23.5 to 1 here. And that was Grand Ali. And that was Arietta bringing in the long ball. I had the 5. The 5 was my horse, like I said. And the 5 did not get out. All right. The 5 does not get out of the gate. I'm thinking something happened to the horse. Like around the turn, I didn't even watch the gate opening, okay? I'm watching around the turn. I'm going, something happened to my horse. Then I watched the replay front end, watching it from the front there, and seemed like the guy's holding my horse, all right? The judges, I'm thinking, are going to call this a non-starter. They called it a starter. I don't see it. I don't see it. I know some people told me it was the horse's doing and all that, but here's my thing on that. The horse never got out. The horse doesn't get out. I don't know. I'm not criticizing anything. But you know what? If the horse doesn't get out, I don't care what it is. If the horse done it, if the jockey done it, if the guys in there done it, if the horse doesn't come out, it should be a non-starter. Simple as that. My coach used to have a line, said, KISS, keep it simple, stupid, and that's what this was all about here. This horse should have been a non-starter, but they said it was a starter. All the bettors that bet on the horse, well, they're, what do you say that, SOL? There you go, SOL on this one. But in any case, we'll be back. I'm sure he's feeling a little healthy and not tired. He didn't run, village idiot. He didn't even get out of the gate. How embarrassing, too, by the way. God, I tell you, when something like that happens, you just want to get the hell out of there, because they're looking at you like you made it do that or whatever. But in any case, we finished dead last because it didn't even get out. So that's what we got. Let's see what payoffs on this one was. Payoffs 6-2, $19.20 on the exacta, 50 cent trifecta, 6-2-1, $50.20. The $1 daily double, 8-6, $6.70. The 50 cent pick 3, 183, $11.55. And a 10 cent super here, 6-2-1-4, $48.18. And by the way, I don't think I could have beaten Jack and John. That's a good horse. And again, hats off to Uriel Lopez and the connections there. Who's the trainer on that one? The trainer on that one is Wilborn. Wilborn. Wow. That was a nice horse there. Loved it. Loved watching it come from the outside like that. Thought it was mine. let's go to race number 7 here. Race number 7, my friends, is a 6-furlong allowance optional claimer, 4,000. And you know what? I was all over the magic carpet ride here, and that was Teddy Randazzo's horse here, Carol's Case. And Carol did not make a case here at all. Just kept fading in the back and never in it. Finished dead last. The horse that did have some input in this was the winner at 6.5-1 here, and that was the 2 Buhusu. And it went off at maybe it started opening up, and then it just won by 3.5, close to 4 there. Wow. Wow. Followed by the 5 here, Catherine Eugenia. I think that was Mike's horse there. He had that one. And that was Victor Bailon, and went off at 2-1, followed by the 4 Infinitive. I'll tell you what, folks, I got a friend that's partners with this horse here, and the Infinitive will really look good. I was very happy with this horse. Was in it, it gave everything it had, you know, just came a little short there, finished 3rd at 4.5-1, nearly 4.5-1 on that, and that was the 4 horse. And I had in this race here, I had a 1-5-2. And end up being a 2-5-4. All right. And let's see the price tags on this one. Price tag on this one was a 2-5 exact, $52.40. The 50 cent try, 2-5-4, $42.10. The $1 daily double, 6-2, $12.70. And the 50 cent pick 3, 8-6-2, $48.60. The 10 cent superfecta, 2-5-4-6, $11.28. And consolation, a double here, the 6-3, paid $2.30. By the way, in this race, I think this was the case that they claimed one of the horses a non starter here. Which one was it? When was that the next race? I'm not sure. But it really. I think it was this race here. They called it this one a non-starter. I don't know. It's just crash. Let's just move on. Let's just move on. Let me relax a little bit. Race number 8 here, folks. Race number 8. We've got a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. And this one was won by the 3-horse Budrow. Budrow by Giles. And another. I tell you what, nothing was close. They were just opening up Saturday night on second place. So the first place here won by 5.5 here. The 3-horse Budrow went off at nearly 2-1. Followed by the 4-horse here, the Pegasus Book. And that went off at 7.5-1. And the 6-horse Wildwood Summertime, and that was Diego. And Diego was at, or not Diego, Wildwood Summertime went off at nearly 4-1. Nearly 4-1. So let's see what I had on here. I had the Pegasus Book on top here, the 4, followed by the 2, Highway 54. And I tell you what, that was a real downer. Because a lot of people bought into that. Highway 54, something to look at here. Because didn't seem to get involved. I know it had problems that it didn't get off the way it wanted to, but again, that's part of horse racing. At least it even got off. Mine stayed in the gate thinking he could run in the next race. And that was 4-2-6, and that's what we got on there. So the 3-4-6 were the winners. Let's see the payoffs on this one. The 3-4 exacta, $48.40. The 50-cent trifecta, 3-4-6, $41.15. The 10-cent super, 3-4-6-5, $41.48. And the $1 daily double, 2-3, $49.90. The pick three on this, 6-2-3, $49.55. And the 50-cent pick four, 8-6-2-3, $145.80. So that's what we have for racing on Saturday night. And, again, I don't really care, you know, about my horse. I'm not bitching about it at all. I was a little upset at the time. So I guess it's just part of racing, and we all bounce back and move on. That's what this whole horse racing is all about. Amnesia, you might say. Amnesia. All right, my friends. I tell you what. Let's move on. Let's move on. Enough with our amnesia. Let's start focusing on Tuesday's matinee racing here. And what a beautiful card we got here too. I really like this one. I think we're gonna do pretty good with this one. And let's start it off with our first race, a 1 mile claiming 4,000. And I went with the top horse here being Bad Moon. To me is the one that stands out, and I'm gonna give it another shot. It went off at 1-1 last time out. And you know how I feel about that. If you screwed up, I give you one more shot here. You better come through on this. And I think Victor Santiago takes the mount here. And I like Victor. And Bad Moon wins this one at 5-2. That's what we got here. And that's Victor Santiago. And the connections are strong, too. Cox is at 22% on the win clip at Fairmount Park. So something you got to pay attention to. Followed by the one horse, Dr. Bud. Dr. Bud is 3-1. And last time out, I tell you what, the old Doc Bud here, he came through and he really fought his ass off, you might say. Third by a neck. He really made ground on the outside. God bless him. I like horses that come on like that. And I'm going to give him some props here. And that's going to be Molina on this one. Molina. A couple starts back, Molina won on this one by 7. I think opened up 7.5 lengths. So Molina may take this one to the front and try to just run off with it from gate to wire. So that's what we have. We got a 5-1 and my third place horse. I don't see too much resume on this horse on this distance, but I like him to get enough to where he's going to be in the exotics, and that is the 7-horse Northern Ranger. Northern Ranger dropping in class here. I think it's seen tougher here, folks. And, you don't know. You just don't know. He's been running good. He's 4-year-old gelding. I think I'm not a big fan of I don't see anything out of trainer. Or James has had a not so much of a meet here. But you know what? I think he's still going to have enough for third place, so that's what I got. I got the 7-horse Northern Ranger. If you want the class, this is it, but the horse doesn't run this distance too much. All right. So let's move on to race number two. Race number two, and this is how can you not like this horse? How can you not like the number 4 leading horse at Fairmount Park this year? And this has been Roski. Roski on top, the 1-horse. This is Molina, and again, Teddy Randazzo. We're hopping right back on the magic carpet ride here. I like Teddy's horse here, and my God, the last 3 times out, I mean, the horse won by 4, won by 1, won by 7, and he always makes the crowd happy. 8-year-old, and he's in for a tag here for 4,000. So that's what we got. Roski on top, followed by Jaguar Ridge, and that's Santiago Butler connection there. And that is the, I think that's the five, if I'm not sure. Yep, that's the five horse, 4-1. Very good horse here. I think we're going to watch a nice race happen, unfold right in front of our eyes here. And Jaguar Ridge, he's a front running horse too. Really does damage around there. You know what? He doesn't have to be out in front. He can sit two back and let everything go at stretch. So it's going to be interesting to see the stretch run from Roski and Jaguar Ridge. They may hook it up here. And my third place horse here is the 4, WW Allocation. And that is Francisco Giles on this one. And that's a Walker horse. And you know what? I think this is the horse that's going to tire out. Taking on Roski. You know what? It may be those two just tiring each other out. It's going to be a blistering pace. So WW Allocation is the type of horse that needs to be out front, and I'm sure Walker will oblige to that and tell Giles to take it to the front and don't even look back. Whatever happens, happens. So that's what we have. We have a 1-5-4 here, my friends. And let's move on to race number 3. Race number 3 is a maiden special weight and purse 8,000. And on this one here, I think I went with the one horse on top. Let me check it out. Yes, I went with the one horse, Position to Dance. Position to Dance, and that's Santiago Scalcion. And that's a 5-2 horse there, followed by the 3 horse, Lady Joy, and that's Arietta, and Arietta and Lynch, and Lynch is having a good meet too, and the 5 horse, 4 Arches, and that's Diego and Walker. Let's see what I seen in this one here. I tell you what, this horse has been around there, been around the finish line a couple times here. It got claimed from a nice barn, Scotty Becker's barn. I think that it's time for this guy. I think it's time for this little girl here, this 3-year-old, to excel here and get in the winner's circle. That's what I got. I got the 1 and 5-2. I think it's definitely worth a 5-2 play here. Lady Joy, and like I said, Lynch is having a pretty good meet here, 16%, and Arietta, he's just been kicking it in to another gear here, folks. I mean, this kid's has been on long ball. He does good on short end. He does good. He does it all. He does it all. I like Arietta. I think our jockeys this year have really looked good all around. Everyone that's getting a horse entered in a race, you know, they got a good chance. I mean, a couple years ago, all we had was like 3-4 jocks, and that was it. Not this time around, man. Every one of these guys can go up there and put something together, and Arietta's shown it this year. And let's not forget Lopez either. So that's Lady Joy, 9-2 as my second place horse, the 3, followed by the 5 horse, 4 Arches. 4 Arches, 4 Arches, and that's another newcomer here that's really done well, and that's Javier Diego. And Charlie Walker gets into the third place spot with me again here. So I think it's going to have enough to get in third. I think it's going to have a nice stretch run. How it was on that last race with Walker on that other horse with WW Allocation, this is a different ball game here. 4 Arches, I think, looks to catch something in the back end here. I don't think he's going to go up there to challenge or anything like that, but I think he can mow down some horses at the stretch and pick this one up and be a part of the trifecta. So that's what we have here. Let's move on to race number 4. Race number 4, we've got a 6-furlong allowance optional claimer, 10,000. And on this one, I went with the 1. By the way, if you guys go to track tomorrow, which I hope you will, you'll enjoy yourself and have a great time. The inside rail, the one horse throughout the card, is going to be very live, very live. If you're not even going to buy anything, no green sheet, no PPs or anything, focus in on the one. Just play the one throughout the entire day on some sort of gimmick bet or some sort of a show ticket or something like that. I think the one really looks outstanding whole for tomorrow. All right? That's what we have on that. The one-horse Partey, Molina Silva, 2-1. And, you know what? It came to Fairmount Park. It's been running everywhere, and then it comes to Fairmount Park and gets second place. Now it finds Molina it had Giles last time. Now Molina takes the mount. I really like this horse here, 2-1. I think we're going to see something special out of this one in the winner's circle. And I followed it with the 6 horse here. And the 6 horse, Kissing Rosie. And it was Chris Doris and Victor Bailon. And this horse likes to come from behind, likes to stay right within range and make a big move. Kind of like a Lopez horse here. I know Bailon can do it too. So it's going to be interesting to see this one. And I like Kissing Roses here. Rosie, not Roses. Kissing Rosie here for my second place spot here and gets the silver. And followed by the 2 horse. The 2 horse is Mary Jean's Wildcat. A lot of words in that name, but Mary Jean's Wildcat last time out, it ran 4th, and it had Diego on it. And this time it gets Uriel Lopez. And Uriel, I'm telling you, if Uriel sees an opening from the back, he's gonna pounce right on it. I like Uriel in the spot to get 3rd. We'll be flying at the end here. I guarantee Mary Jean's not going to be sitting back. This Uriel Lopez, he knows how to bring stalkers. I love horses that are stalkers too, by the way. So that's what we have. We have a 1-6-2 for race number 4 at Fairmount Park. So let's go to race number 5 here. Race number 5, it's a quickie. 5 furlong maiden special weight, 9,000. And let's see what we have here. I went with the 10 horse. I don't like normally to go that far outside in a short race, but I think Arietta will have this horse out of that gate really good. And I think what we're looking at here is last time out, finished 2nd, one start. You know what? It didn't bother this horse one bit. I think this horse will get up there and take the lead and not look back. I like Rowdy Roger here, 9-2, and that's Arietta and Wells is the combo on this one, and 9-2. So followed by the 2 horse. 2 horses, Celebs Higher. Here, Celebs Here, whatever, Higher, H-E-I-R, say what you want. First time Lasix, and you know what? It's Scotty Becker, Victor Santiago, maiden special weight. Scotty Becker, 25% in maiden special weight. You know what? Not too eye-opener on the first timer, though. He's at 12%. 12%, so that, you know what, he can get beat here. I'm taking the 10 followed by the 2, Celebs Higher, or here, Santiago Becker, and then the 9 horse being Mr. Lovemaker. I like that name, Mr. Lovemaker. Mr. Lovemaker is Tom Doris and Giles, and last time out gave everything it had. It started coming on another half a furlong. I think this horse could have taken over, so it's in great shape here. Ran last time in August 29th. I like this horse to be right up there. Could take second here, folks. Don't underestimate the 9 horse here. The 9 is going off at 7-2, and I threw in the 2 Santiago Becker horse because I tell you what, Scotty. If he's got a horse in maiden special weight, they're ready. I mean, these are the horses that I look for from the Becker's camp here that they really do well. I'm not too thrilled about the Becker horses in the maiden 4,000, maiden claiming 4,000, because you know what? That's not part of his barn. He doesn't like that kind of. Send that out. Send out the scraps. We want the good horses here, and this is one that they're thinking that could do some damage down the line here. So I got a 10-2-9 here, my friends. That's what I got. Let's go to race number six. Race number six, we got allowance optional claiming 10,000. And I went with the one horse here. Again, I told you, one horse. You guys don't believe me. I'm all over the ones here this time. Infinity Mischief. That's what we have. And that's Scotty Becker. Victor Bailon is on this one. And 2-1. 2-1. You can't go wrong with that. You're getting a good line. This horse is run, I don't know. He's run Fairgrounds, Hawthorne, Arlington Park. First start at Fairmont Park. Doesn't do that bad. Gets a little dirt thrown at him. Hangs in there. Gets third place. I definitely see improvement here. I like Scotty's horse, Scotty Becker's horse here, the one Infinite Mischief to win this one. Followed by the three horse Smoky Row Wreck, and that's a 92 horse, and that's Molina, and again Tom Doris. This horse definitely likes to be up there, so it's going to be interesting, very interesting here. Likes to kick it on too. So late runner will be looking for a late seam here. So I got the three horse to finish second, followed by the four horse. The four horse Looking for Love. I love that name. Looking for Love. And that is last one was Making Love, wasn't it? Yeah, I think so. Let me check that. Yeah, no. The nine horse in the fifth was Mr. Lovemaker. And how cool would it have been if those two hooked up in the stretch? Mr. Lovemaker, Looking for Love. Looking for Love, Mr. Lovemaker. Yeah, that would have been a cool call. Yeah. Anyway, that's my little twisted world. So the four horse here, Looking for Love. I got this one finishing third. Opened up last time by eight with a big number, 82 here. I don't know why I don't have this horse on top. But again, the jockey change here. I think no Santiago. We got Giles. Giles has been cold lately. I'm not buying into Giles. I like Tom Doris here. But again, if we're talking about the horse being on its own at stretch time, I would rather have someone at the helm that's going to keep it there. And I don't see Santiago. I see Giles, and that's not doing it for me here. I'm jumping on this horse being third. I think it has the lead at the stretch, and then here they come. They're going to mow this horse down here. It may not even work out like that. So, but it would have been nice seeing Mr. Lovemaker Looking for Love. Mr. Lovemaker Looking for... No, that's a different race, though. All right. Seventh race here. We got a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And this is our last race of the day here. And I don't want to say it. God, I didn't want to rip on this. I didn't want to do it. I swear to God, you guys are going to laugh at me on this, but Dr. Lichty is in this one. This shows how bad this race is in my mind, okay? If I got Dr. Lichty on top, that tells you folks one thing. There's nothing in this race, all right? I used to go with that Jaquero horse, and obviously, that hasn't worked out lately either. So I went with Dr. Lichty. Dr. Lichty, the two horse, and I'm sure Don loves me whenever I rip on the Dr. Lichty. But I got this horse to win it. And this is like swim at your own risk type of thing, you know? But I got Dr. Lichty to win it, Santiago, whatever. I don't care what connections this horse has got. Yeah, that's what I got. The two horse, 6-5, Dr. Lichty, followed by the six horse here, Jaquero, or however you want to pronounce it. The J may be silent, or it may be a real J sound, Jaquero or Jaquero. However, and that's a Bailon McEwen combination here. I like the six. I you know what? I don't like too much here. I don't like too much here. The last two races, I can't really like Jaquero either. Forget about it. It's only Dr. Lichty. And for third place here, next to last, who the hell would name their horse next to last is beyond me. But that's what we have, 10-1, next to last. Didn't even finish the last race, so it couldn't be next to last. It was last. But I got this horse rebounding here, possibly to get third place, all right, because the race before it finished second, and something happened in this race here. Let's see what the hell happened in this race. He bobbled, pulled up, van. That's not a good sign here. Bobbled, pulled up, and van. I tell you what, let's go one further than this, okay? Let's make the public a little happier on this. That's not very confident on that. Let's put next to last, down one. Let's move the one horse up here, Key to the Bank. Key to the Bank. Now, that's a nice name. But the last three races here, 7th, 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 5th, and 7th. Okay, so, I mean, if it's a slot machine, the damn thing's doing quite well. He's all over the 7s. But that's not part of horse racing, and this one's going off at 9-2. I don't see the 9-2. I guess it's dropping in class. Maybe that. That's why I jumped on Dr. Lischte before anyone rips on me and sends me messages on Facebook on our site at Fairmont Park. FairmontPodcast.com here. That's our FairmontParkPodcast.com. How about that? And our other site at Facebook is Race Day at Fairmont Park. And check us out there as well. If you guys can send pics, that'd be great. If you guys send pics, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm putting shirts together here. If you guys send me a nice pick, I'll put it in our little thing. If I use it, I'll remember you guys, and then just message me that, hey, that was my pick, and I'll send you guys a shirt this winter season about our show and all that. So we're really working on that. Anyway, that's what we got. So I've been taking pictures out at Fairmont Park and using them as well. So if you guys want to send in a pick, and if I use it, you know what? If we get some shirts, I'll send you guys a shirt. How about that? So that's all we have, my friends. I hope you guys enjoy a great race card. And, again, Tuesdays, we're winding down. I think we got a couple weeks left. Another great meet at Fairmont Park. I love it out there. It's so comforting. It's like, you know, my dad used to go fishing, and he'd forget about everything. I go out there, I forget everything, and people are just great, from all the way from Pete at the valet parking, all the way to the tellers, man. You know how I got this thing, too? I always tell the tellers, don't say good luck to me. And they go, what are you talking about, Jono? I go, don't say good luck, because, you know, you said good luck to me. You said good luck to him. You said good luck to every one of these. Someone's got to lose here, so it can't be good luck to everybody. Huh? Am I right or wrong? I like to hear a little feedback on that as well. All right, my friends, from Jono, Mike's not here. And Drew, thanks for working the boards again. And we'll see you guys next time. Cash in those winning tickets, and we'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com. And follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. You're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.